There is a new show on the telly on Sunday night with some of Ireland's top comedians, starring Dermot Whelan, Oliver Callan, Mary McAvoy, Eric Lawler, Bernard Casey, Camille Lucy Ross, Karen Kelly. Socially Distant tells the story of a dysfunctional family trying to arrange a surprise birthday party during the onset of the coronavirus crisis. And joining me on the line to tell me more about it are Mary McAvoy and Dermot Whelan. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, hey Catherine. How are you?
Really?
Hi, Dermot.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Catherine.
Awkward.
Well, you see, Catherine, it's really weird for us because even though we've acted in a programme, we didn't actually get to see each other or talk to each other at all or even act with each other.
I know. I was just reading about that. So have you actually not even had a phone conversation, the two of you?
No.
Oh, my God.
This is it.
Oh, that is brilliant. So you're actually going to be having a rap party when the programme goes out. Are you all meeting up? Somebody said you're meeting up, so it'll be a rap party while meeting each other for the first time as well.
Yeah, we're doubling up because I suppose it's so unique. I've never heard of this before where you could have a load of actors acting something. And then, I mean, I had to hire my children as cheap labour to read the lines of the other cast members. So when we actually got to see a nearly finished version of it, it was so wonderful because I actually got to see and hear the other actors doing their things, particularly Mary.
Okay, well, listen, explain the premise then, Dermot, before I'll come to you in a second, Mary, but explain the premise of how the whole thing works. And I have to say, before I do, I watched it this morning and it was the first time I snort laughed for as long as I can remember. Like, I was having the cup of tea and I actually went into convulsions and was doing that snort laughing that I couldn't stop. It is brilliant. I have to say, it's absolutely brilliant. It is gas.
Oh, thanks.
Well done. So give us the synopsis, Dermot, of how it works.
In terms of shooting it?
Yeah, like what it looks like when people turn it on. It's all done via Zoom and you all shot it on cameras.
Yeah, so basically it's kind of life imitating art because the show is about a family who are trying to organise an event. That would be Mary's character, Breed, her birthday party. But we slowly realise that lockdown is happening and that we can't get to each other and we can't really communicate, but we still want to celebrate. And it kind of brings us together. But in terms of shooting it, we obviously had to do it on our phones. We had to do it by ourselves. And James Cotter, the director and the writer, just sent us a box. And in the box had a selfie stick and your script and all the props you were going to need. So we had to become sort of camera people, lighting experts in charge of the sound, acting locations. And I discovered that so many of my neighbors have really loud chainsaws. Every time I went to film something, there seemed to be one in the background.
And Mary, for you, I mean, you're so used to acting for an audience, acting on stage, acting in front of camera. How was it just going off a script and doing it in your phone?
It was very strange because, I don't know whether Dermot felt this, but like there was no feedback. You had to wait for feedback. So you had to kind of do your take and then WhatsApp it. And to the director, and then wait to hear if it was okay. And so you just kept doing take after take after take. And I'll tell you one thing: if Kieran Sline, who's you may know, Catherine, who's an erstwhile cameraman in RTE, I would like to apologise to him and any lighting people that I have ever abused.
Mary, were you doing what we all do, taking the selfies, trying to 5,000 takes later, you're still not happy with how the hair looks and how it...
Well, I didn't care because, I mean, the woman I'm playing wouldn't be... She was no style icon or anything like that, but it was more just light coming in and flash. I don't know if you felt that, Dermot, but you just have a window and the next thing, a light, there'd be a big flare and you have to go back and then you'd find an old curtain somewhere to hang it up and... Oh, it was, and then if you leave another scene till another time of the day, the light's completely different and you have to do everything all over again. Oh, God.
And do you know what I think? When I was watching it, I was thinking to myself, there is no way 5 months ago or 6 months ago, you could have convinced me I could watch a television show, completely, that was all shot on phones, that was, you know, that you had to be looking at six screens, it would have been so distracting. But actually, we've gotten so used to it that it is, it's a joy, and it is the script carries it, the acting carries it. And I have to say, it's brilliant. But I just don't think we would have been in the headspace to watch it, that sort of format.
Yeah, but it's no reflection on the camera skills of me and Mary and the rest of the cast. It's just that the world's standards have dropped so far over the last few months. They're going to excuse us for the quality of our phone filming. But it was so lovely to see that it did knit together, because obviously we didn't know at all.
And so have you seen it? Have you both seen it?
Yes.
Okay. Are you happy enough?
I'm very happy. I thought, like, not just, I mean, because the guy, like, I hadn't seen any of the guys, and they were so fun, so funny. I was tittering away to myself watching it.
And Mary, had you ever met any of the cast?
I met Dermot, and I don't think I did meet anybody else.
That's gas. And yeah, so
we did a little bit together on the Republic of Telly
back
in the day.
Okay.
They killed me off. They killed me off twice on the Republic of Telly. Well, I was killed off once in Glenroe, and then they, just to make sure I was gone, they killed me off in Republic of Telly as well.
And you know what? There, you're still here, Mary. I have to ask you, how has lockdown been for you?
You go, Dermot.
Well, I was actually directing that at you, Mary.
Oh, where are you? Okay.
Yeah, no worries.
I have to say, and this is not, you know, I do take it that, you know, people have had a dreadful time, and people, you know, it has been an awful time. But for me, the actual conditions of the lockdown, not the reason for it, have been wonderful. I've loved it. I've just taken it and treated it like a retreat, you know, which I was, what I was kind of wanting to do for a long time, you know, kind of just get, you know, rooted and grounded a bit more, and kind of have a little chat with myself. So I'm loving it, you know, in that sense.
And isn't it funny that the pressures of, you know, going for roles and having, and wondering what's coming next, and all of a sudden you are like locked away, enjoying your time, and then an opportunity presents itself like this?
Sure, it's absolutely like, and this, and I could, because I like this kind, I like something different, I like something out of left field, I like working with people who don't take themselves too seriously. I've got to the age now where I have to work still, because I have to pay bills, but I have a different outlook now. I don't want to leave an oeuvre after me, you know, where everybody's going to be saying, oh, most amazing actors ever lived. I just want to enjoy what's left to me. Do you know what I mean? And so it was right up my street, and it was just a lovely little present from the universe, you know.
Well, I have to say, so the rap, are you actually having a rap party on Sunday?
That's the plan.
Right.
I believe it's a socially distanced gathering of some kind, where we're going to actually meet each other and then watch the programme as it goes out live.
A socially distanced gathering of strangers who have been cast members who have never met each other. I just think it's brilliant.
And everybody going, how are you, over 2 metres, you know?
Well, listen, it's on this Sunday, 10:35, socially distanced, socially distant. Well done, I have to say, and particularly to James Cotter, who wrote the script as well.
Absolutely.
Well done, guys. Enjoy the weekend. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks, Catherine.
See you. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.